From Spark and Anvil and Nexus Forge, this is Emerge, in Chapter 1 of the Nexus Forge cast. This drama uses an AI-generated voice, voiced via Gemini 2.5. In the courtyard at Nexus Forge, a small bee-tween named Emerge stood in the middle of a spinning cloud of birds and did not flinch. Hundreds of them wheeled overhead, a whole flock, folding and splitting and gathering again, so tight it looked like one huge silver ribbon snapping across the sky. Every few seconds, the shape tore in half around a chimney, then healed itself on the far side without a single bird bumping another. Emerge watched, her flock card in one hand, and tapped a little mark onto it each time the shape changed. Another student, Ty, crept up beside her with his shoulders hunched. "Who's telling them where to go?" he whispered. "There has to be a leader in there somewhere, a boss bird." "There's no boss," Emerge said. She kept her eyes up. "Watch the edge of the flock, not the middle." Ty watched. One bird drifted a little too close to its neighbor, wobbled, and eased away. Another swung wide, saw the others turning left, and turned left too. "Each one is only doing three small things," Emerge said quietly. "Stay near the birds beside you, point the way they point, don't crash into anybody. That's the whole list. Three rules per bird." She swept her card at the enormous breathing shape above them. "Nobody up there is drawing that. It just shows up. When 300 birds all follow the same three tiny rules, the giant ribbon appears on its own." Ty's mouth fell open. The flock poured over the rooftops and was gone. Emerge had not always trusted patterns she couldn't point to. When she was small, she'd lived near a wide, muddy river, and every spring, the river flooded the same fields in the same lazy curves. Grown-ups said the river decided where to go, like it had a plan. That answer made Emerge itchy. Rivers didn't think. So how did the water always find the same shape? One evening, she sat on the bank and poured a cupful of water down the slope, over and over, watching where it went. Each drop only did one dumb little thing: roll downhill, take the lowest gap it could find. No drop knew about the river. No drop was in charge. But drop after drop after drop, all obeying that one dull rule, carved the exact same curving channel every single time. Emerge felt something turn over inside her, a warm, prickling shiver, like a door opening in a wall she hadn't known was there. The shape she couldn't see anyone making was being made anyway, by thousands of small things, each following a rule too simple to notice. She wasn't scared of the pattern anymore. She was hungry for it. She started looking underneath everything, the way a trail of ants found food, the way a crowd left a stadium, the way a market set a price, hunting for the small rules hiding beneath the big shape. She walked to Nexus Forge at 12, because it was a place that studied how pieces fit together, and she wanted to be somewhere that took the hidden rule seriously. Mesh, the mentor who ran the workshops, met her at the gate. He didn't ask her to name any famous scientists. He waved a hand at a jar of fireflies blinking on the wall, all out of time. "Watch them a while," he said. "Tell me something true." Emerge sat. She watched the fireflies flash. Messy at first, a scatter of sparks. But each firefly nudged its own blink a hair earlier when it saw a neighbor flash. Slowly, without anyone counting them in, the whole jar began pulsing together. On, off. On, off. One glowing heartbeat. "There's no conductor," Emerge said. "Each one just tries to match the light next to it. And that little copying rule, done by all of them at once, makes the whole jar blink as one." Mesh looked at the jar for a long moment. "You didn't look for the leader," he said. "You looked for the rule." He opened the gate. "You belong here."
Emerge's workshop was full of things that were secretly following rules.
Ty came in one afternoon, frustrated, holding a report he'd been assigned about how a city grows. "It's hopeless," he said, dropping into a chair. "There's no plan to any of it. Streets everywhere, shops clumped in weird places, a whole busy mess. Nobody designed this, so how am I supposed to explain it?" Emerge slid a bowl of dry beans across the table. "Pour those out slowly," she said. He tipped the bowl. The beans didn't scatter evenly. They piled, then slid, then settled into a little sloped cone, over and over, the same shape. "Did you design that cone?" she asked. "No, it just happened." "Right. Every bean did one thing. Sit until the pile got too steep, then slide. No bean knows about the cone, but the cone shows up anyway, every time." She tapped his report. "Your city's the same. Nobody planned the whole thing. Each person followed small rules. Live near work, sell where the crowds are, build where it's cheap. Thousands of people, each choosing for themselves, and the neighborhoods and traffic and busy corners emerge from all those choices piling up." Ty stared at the bean cone. "So I don't explain the plan." "There is no plan to explain," Emerge said, grinning. "You explain the rules. Then you show how the big shape falls out of them. Once you spot the rules underneath, the whole mess stops being a mess. It turns into something you can actually read."
Later, when the workshop had emptied, Ty came back for one more question, quieter now. "When it's just a bunch of little things doing their own little rules," he said, "and there's no one steering, doesn't that make the world feel kind of out of control?" Emerge thought about the muddy river and the cup full of water and the shiver that had opened a door in her. "It felt that way to me too at first," she said. "Then it flipped." She looked out the window where the flock was gathering again over the rooftops, silver and folding. "Once you learn to see the rules under the pattern, the world stops feeling like a scary blur and starts feeling, I don't know, readable, like the sky just handed you the key. Birds, beans, cities, the beat of a jar of fireflies. Small rules, lots of doers, and something whole and beautiful lifting up out of them that nobody had to build." Ty watched the flock heal itself around a chimney and pour on. "It's not out of control," emerged softly. "It's the opposite. It's the calmest, most held feeling I know, knowing the shape will always come, as long as the little rules keep quietly doing their work." She let out a slow breath, warm and steady, and for a moment, the two of them just watched the sky breathe.
You've been listening to a Spark and Anvil chapter, written by the Spark and Anvil writing team for ages 9 to 14. Spark and Anvil is a 501c3 public charity. Apps stay free forever. Curriculum aligned to Emerge. Released under Creative Commons BY-NC-SA 4.0 for educational reuse. Visit Spark and Anvil for the full transcript.